Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Neil Kalson. Neil is the instructor of the culinary program at Arcata High School. Neil, what is your background?
So my background in cooking, you know, started at a young age, just being part of a family that liked to explore different cultures and travel and entertain. So that's my beginning. Then I came to Humboldt, became a fisheries biologist, and from there I went to culinary school and became a cook and a sous chef.
Where'd you go to culinary school?
I went to Oregon Culinary Institute in Portland, Oregon.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So you learned some skills that way. What were the influences in your family? Did you have like somebody that was always cooking in the kitchen that kind of took you under their wing and helped you learn those things?
Yeah. My mom's a tremendous cook. She grew up in restaurants in Mexico, and she just has a natural ability. And my father's also a great cook. He's traveled all over the world and would often bring back recipes and new ideas and new ingredients and introduce my brother and I to that.
Do they each have their kind of area of expertise?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, my dad is spent a lot of time in Thailand and South America, and so he brings a lot of that back. But my mom's just a great all-around cook. Uh-huh. Yeah. But Mexican food, of course. That's her heritage.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then I was wondering how long the Arcata High School has had a culinary program.
I'm not sure exactly when it started, but it was a program when I went to Arcata High, and I graduated in 1989, and they had a program then. So that was almost 30 years ago now. So it's been going on for a long time. I think it started out as a home ec type of class, 6 kind of mini kitchens in a classroom, and students learning how to meal prep and budget for meals and different techniques. Running a household was more the goal of that program.
That must have been the model all across the state of California, because that's exactly the situation I grew up in. It was a home ec class, and it had 6 little mini kitchens, and we learned how to make just the basics, or like sometimes something really spectacular. I can still remember making baked Alaska, and it was pretty big deal. And I went home and made it for my family, and they were really impressed too. But I think it was that model of learning how to, you know, just do some of the basics in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's one of the most rewarding things about teaching high school is when I get feedback from parents and they're amazed that their son or daughter has come home and cooked something for the family or for themselves, demonstrated some independence or just some enthusiasm about what they put in their bellies.
And now for the students, do these classes meet certain requirements, or are they more elective classes? Or
these are elective classes. I'm working towards getting them to satisfy an arts elective for college bound students. That's going to take a little bit of work, but it's not too bad. And it will take about a year or two more of developing the curriculum so that it satisfies certain requirements towards college prep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the types of classes that you teach within the culinary program?
Right now I have 4 levels. Most of my students are entry level, level 1 students. And that's the type of class where I'm really teaching them organization, how to read a recipe, sanitation, and then introduce them to basic techniques, really just trying to take the fear out of jumping into an unknown recipe away and get them to be clean when they cook, or organized, or at least attempt to be clean and organized when they cook, so that they don't poison anybody.
Right. Yeah. Food safety is a big deal. It's like it's step one, you know, before you feed somebody, you want to make sure you feed them something that's going to nourish and not, you know, make them sick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And before we start cooking in that class, all my students are required to pass the California Food Handler's exam.
That's smart.
So, yeah.
That's a lot of real basic stuff. Yeah.
And that feeds into the overall program. The culinary program is part of the career technical education program at Arcata High. We have wood shop, metal shop, Arcata Arts Institute, Makers, and then Culinary. And so these are all courses that are geared towards developing an entry-level worker in, for my case, the food service industry. So getting your food handler's card, getting experience at off-site events, we do catering. Those are all goals that I have for my students who are really interested in the food service industry. And even for those that are not, And it's hard to find somebody that hasn't passed through the food service industry in some capacity.
You know? I've done it.
Right. Yeah, many people have done
it. Right? Everybody's done it. Yeah.
It is hard to find someone who hasn't ever done some sort of food service. But. Yeah.
And then so you had that level one class, and then they move on along through the program.
Yeah. In level two, we start to introduce more advanced techniques. I also do more catering. I ask them to do more service and fundraising for class and outside events. But this is a time for students to explore what they enjoy. So I ask them to come up with projects, and then we develop them together. And then, like many things, cooking is largely about practice and troubleshooting. And so we guide them through the troubleshooting procedures and figure out what's going wrong as they attempt to master a certain technique.
It's so important, the whole problem solving, ability to solve these problems as they come along. And I think it just, you know, goes across lots of different areas.
Absolutely.
Especially the culinary area. So they go through and they take these different classes. I'm thinking too, you want to kind of keep it interesting for them. So you can't just we're going to do knife skills and we're going to cut up, 100 pounds of onions today. And it's you're not going to get to eat anything. So it seems like you got to work some things in there that are actually delicious.
Definitely. You have to reward their hard work. And that's not too hard to do. I mean, there's a lot of things that they enjoy to eat that do require knife skills ahead of time. They understand that. I have a great group of kids this year. And so we've been having a lot of fun. But, knife skills, we'll do spring rolls. And we'll spend a few days, cutting all their vegetables, arranging them neatly, and then getting all our mise en place or everything organized and in its place. And then producing a final product and enjoying it.
Now, I know you've also been kind of hooking up the kids with some of the contests in the area. And I got to see that with the Great Quinoa Recipe Contest. Right. You had a couple of the student groups actually won some of the contest prizes. And I was really impressed, I have to say, with the Cocoa Puffs.
Right, yeah.
Who would think to take a teeny tiny quinoa and turn it into a Cocoa Puff? And they demonstrated so many different skills as they went along. I know, because I went home and made quinoa Cocoa Puffs.
Did you? All right.
But, they cooked the quinoa. They dehydrated the quinoa. Mm-hmm. They deep fried it. And then they coated it in the cocoa and powdered sugar. And I was just really impressed with all those different steps along the way.
Yeah, that was driven largely by one of my advanced students, Calvin DiMaggio. He's a fourth year student, and he's very creative. I mean, he's into the avant-garde cuisine. And so he was looking at we tried probably three or four different ways of making a Cocoa Puff before we figured out and drew on some other expert opinion on how to get where we wanted to go. But it was a really great process for him to go through, and it was a great product in the end.
Yeah, I think the temptation is you throw the quinoa into a salad. I normally make the salad, and I throw the quinoa in, and I entered in this contest. But they really pushed the edge with that particular recipe and some of the other recipes that were entered.
Yeah, it was a really fun project.
Yeah, that was great. So did they wear their crown?
They did wear their crown. It's hopefully it'll show up in the yearbook.
Nice.
So we had, we had a breakfast bar, I believe, also won, and the quinoa Cocoa Puffs were awarded it. Crown.
Yeah.
An award.
I think the quinoa Cocoa Puffs and the cookie.
It was a cookie.
I think
cookie.
There was a
That's
cookie
right.
that won the awards, but all of them were just really, really interesting. What do you think is the future of the program?
Well, I would like to develop a program where we use more commercial equipment, that we're less of a residential type stoves and equipment. I'm trying to introduce some more commercial experiences for my students. It's a little bit difficult in the classroom setting that I have, but we've transitioned from, a table and desk. I have all just stainless steel work tables. We have a lot of the equipment, but using hoods, having open burner gas stoves, convection ovens, that would be nice. Just to get them used to a commercial kitchen environment, a professional kitchen.
So, Neil, if people are interested in getting a hold of you to arrange for some of the students to come and cater an event, how might they do that?
They can contact me through my email, which is nkalson@nohum.k12.ca.us.
Bless the schools for making such long email address. Thank you so much, Neil, for coming in and talking to us about the great things that are happening at Arcata High School.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.